t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associate or staples.com/copy and print for details.
You buy, they fly. It's a win-win, yum-yum kind of thing. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries,
on the doorstep. You know
just
what?
Direct your
I'm in
feet
such a good mood because I won a bet yesterday. Actually won it this morning in the early wee hours of the day.
And that
when the temperature sort of swung my way. Yes, it dropped
so
into
sweet
the upper 20s last night. But somebody wants to put up a fight.
Oh,
I just made that up on the spot.
In the shade,
where it was real cool, upper 20s in the shade last night.
On parade.
Not afraid of people who don't admit defeat.
This road.
People.
Yeah, I'm also addicted to boobies.
Who refused to admit their beat? If I never had a cent, it wouldn't matter, because I got money coming from John Landau. Yeah, because he lost the bet last night. I'm going to put up a fight. Welcome, everybody. Gather around. Glad to have you. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this tax day, 2014.
Ew.
Well, thank my wife for screwing something up for me. As she's, well, what's new? Last night, about 10 o'clock.
She promised you something?
No. I said, I'm going to either try to stay up or set the alarm and get up and see the blood moon. She says, that's tomorrow night.
Nope.
Oh,
no, I know now.
Oh.
I said, no. She said, no, it's tomorrow night, not tonight. Like, like I'm an idiot, talking to me like a dog.
The 15th, which after midnight becomes
the 15th.
The 15th.
She said, no, it's tomorrow night. Don't waste your time. So I didn't, and I missed it, okay?
Yep.
I missed it.
I got up. I did get up about 2:30.
Yeah, did you see it?
Went outside, yes.
As usual, I was right.
Yeah.
Now, I was right about something else, and
and it was cold when I was out there.
Yeah, well, it should have been. It was in the upper 20s. So yesterday, John Landoff, he's a Chevrolet dealer in the St. Louis area, and that is the St. Louis area, by the way. If you asked him, oh, do you think you consider yourself a St. Louis area dealer? I'm sure he'd say, sure. He's not really in the city of St. Louis, in Florissant. So I said something about, ooh, a little chilly, upper 20s. He goes, no, it's not going to get in the upper 20s. This is for people who missed this yesterday. And I said, oh, yeah. I said several different outlets, National Weather Service, TV meteorologists, most of them are saying drop down the upper. Well, it's not going to happen, he said. I said, yeah, it will. And then he's the one that said, how much you want to bet?
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, now you call. And he said, $100. I said, done. Now, I made it very clear yesterday, more than once, that I'm betting on St. Louis area. St. Charles, Belleville, Florissant, south to Arnold. That's the same. Well, I'm not talking about the city, and I made that very clear, did I not?
Mm-hmm.
I must have, because every email that I've received today, every one from listeners says, hey, man, Landoff lost this one. The only person who didn't say that is John Landoff. I've received numerous texts from him saying things like, hey, ha, ha, Kirkwood, 31. Well, wait a second. We're not saying that everywhere would be in the upper. We said that in parts of the St. Louis area, it would get as low as the upper 20s. I called the National Weather Service this morning, and I talked to a nice guy named Jason. I'd get him on now, but he got off at 2 o'clock. I do have his replacement's name, and I said, Jason, would you agree that in the St. Louis area, parts of it last night were in the upper 20s? He said, yeah. And then he pulled it up and right there said, you got a computer in front of you? I said, yeah. He said, here, go. He told me where to go on their site, and there it was, right there. Chesterfield 29, O'Fallon 27. I also have this. I'd like to play this for you. Hang on here. This is from, I believe this is Angela Huddy. I don't know the people well at 2,
Yes, but, that's her name.
Let me just play. I'll put this, hold this up and hope you can hear it. Here we go.
This area, as temperatures overnight dipped into the upper 20s in many spots. And now
I believe she said dipped into the upper 20s in many spots last night. So, what you don't know is that off the air, after the show, I get a text, it's on. And I said, okay, get ready to lose. And he says, really? Then let's double down. I said, done. Now we're $200. So this morning, I didn't jump on the phone first thing. I waited, let him simmer a little. Now, I believe had he seriously thought he had won, he would have been right on the phone texting me first thing this morning, hey, get your checkbook out or something. But I didn't get that, which tells me he was reluctant to claim defeat. So I called him. And I sent him the video and audio that I just played you of her saying 20s in many parts of the area. I also shared with him the National Weather Service. And you know, he said to me, you know, Kirkwood was 32. And he said, in the average, and I said, whoa, we never said we're betting on an average. I mean, it was unbelievable. I said, we never said we're betting on an average. And I ask you guys again, forget for a minute that you work for me, okay? Just forget that, because you know I'm pretty fair. Did I or did I not say, now this is a bet, making it clear, on the area, and I even gave boundaries, St. Charles, Belleville. Apparently the listeners heard it.
Yeah, and that's why I said, why don't you go by one?
Yeah, I think the bet was too vague.
Yeah,
because
we needed to go by one.
Because, like he said, he had an example, and then you
but it
had
wasn't
multiple
vague
examples.
At all. When you say that in that area that are bound, where the boundaries are St. Charles on the west, Belleville on the east, Florissant up north, and you know whatever Arnold or Festus, whatever, that in that area it's going to get. That's not vague at all. In the upper 20s, there's nothing vague about that. It's crystal clear. So I'll tell you where we are, and then I will have an unscheduled visit. He's on hold now by John Landoff, but let me just say this to you. So he and I, what he said to me was, well, how about this? What if we both pay $100 and we send the money to St. Louis ARC, which is a facility that works with mentally disabled and challenged adults and children? I said, fine. And I got to thinking about it. No, it's not fine. It's not fine. And now I bring on...
Not the part about giving money to the charity.
No, that part's fine, but
yes,
not the way we're doing this. It still is refusal to admit defeat. I bring on now John Landoff. John, how are you?
I'm the one who's correct in this. That's what I'm doing.
No, you're not.
On.
No, you're not.
I was up at 4:35 and 5:30, not checking for the, you know, the red moon. No, checking the temperature. You know, define St. Louis area?
I did yesterday. I defined it clearly yesterday when we were making the bet.
I said, you know, St. Louis City. And then we have an airport.
No, you never said the city. I said, this is bet is about, John, here's the end of this discussion. Here's the end. You think that we had decided and settled on, and I've agreed, you write a check for 100, I write a check. But I've rethought this. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to send me a check for $200 because you lost, and then when you do, I will double it, and I'll send the check to St. Louis ARC for $400. That way, they win, I win.
That's good. But you still lost.
No. I mean, no. This is conditional. No, John. John, this is conditional on your admitting.
You specifically said 27 degrees.
I didn't. No, I did not. Oh no!
We gotta play this back.
No, he said up.
Say,
he did
I
say
upper 20s. That is not true.
Well,
I said upper 20s.
I think he, really.
Or by the way, even if I had said that, National Weather Service says O'Fallon was 27 last night. That's the St. Louis area, John. Here's how it ends. You admit defeat. St. Louis ARC gets $400 from me, two which came from you. That's how this
ends. What a
ends.
Dilemma, John.
I get the money, okay? I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It did not get down. I mean, where I live,
John,
32 degrees.
John, give it up. Just give it up.
Florissant.
Give it
Florida, in God's country out here in Florida, 32 degrees.
John, we didn't say it's going to get in the upper 20s in Florissant. We said that in the St. Louis area, and
I mean,
Angela Huddy's report this morning said her report this morning said in several spots in the St. Louis area, it got into down to the upper 20s. It's over.
Several.
It's over. It doesn't matter if it's one or five.
I mean, if there are 25 areas that were,
you know what message you're sending?
That were 29.
You know what message?
32 degrees, 31 degrees.
Do you know what message you're sending the listeners right now? Not a good sport, bad loser. That's what they're picking up on. That's what they're hearing.
Bad loser.
I haven't lost.
I think you guys are both sending a message that I will not lose, and I will not admit.
No, ask Mike Evans, ask anybody I've lost to. The check was out that day. I pay gambling debts. I am a guy that pays. If I lose, I pay. I didn't lose. I'm not paying. I'm happy to give some.
Are you
going to
forward those emails to me that you said you received? You said you received like 10, 11, 12? Really?
But hey,
I know there's a show that, you know.
If some of them are still in my trash bin, I'll send them to you. But I kick all the emails to trash, or I'd have 10,000 emails.
Hey, John, as Peon and I are like innocent bystanders in all of this, but the St. Louis area would be considered like Collinsville, Belleville, Granite City, O'Fallon, Missouri, O'Fallon, Illinois,
just any area where the temperature was 29.
No, John, not Kansas City. We're not talking about that. We're talking St. Louis area. If you ask somebody that lives in St. Charles or Belleville, and you're in Omaha at a convention, go, where do you live? We live in Belleville. Where's that? St. Louis. I'm sorry?
What was the low in St. Charles?
The low in St. Charles was 29. The low in O'Fallon, Missouri, the next door neighbor, was 27.
That's why 27. I was saying it was too vague. It should have been at least one area is in the upper 20s.
Peon, it's not vague at all.
Mimi and I were going through all the TV stations.
Oh, by the way, I just called Mimi about 20 minutes ago at home, and I said, Mimi, I absolutely did. You call and ask her.
What are you doing calling my wife at home?
I wanted to see whose side she was on, and she's on mine. And she said, I think this is a great solution, that we do this thing where you, actually what I said to her was, I said he should send 200 to St. Louis Arc, and I send 100. Then I thought about it, I go, no, send me the 200, I'll double it. I'm happy to double it to get you to send me the defeat money. And that's what has to happen here. Now, if we want to pull tapes from yesterday, okay, we'll play it back.
You got to throw in defeat, huh?
We'll play it back where I said St. Louis to the west. I mean, we can do that if you like, but here's what you don't want me to do. You don't want me to open this up to the listeners to go, hey, what exactly was stated? What were the ground rules here? You won't like it. You just won't like
it. John, St. Louis.
Trust me, they probably like you more than they like me. They'd like to see me go down in flames.
St. Louis Arc right now is saying, say defeat, John. Say defeat.
Yeah, St. Louis Arc people are going, for goodness sakes, John, tell them you lost the bet. Just say you lost, and they get $400. That's what I do.
Well, let me just say this. Your listeners love you so much, and I guess they just don't, they don't love me after all this time. And this is for, the great people that are taken care of, like my little sister Jackie at St. Louis Arc. And we have a big event, which you probably help participate in, on April the 24th at the Palladium for the Superheroes event.
This is all fine.
It's a superhero. Yeah. Frank, I will kind of admit, barely, just a little bit.
No. The fact that you're sending me 200 says I lost. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with losing. You win some, you lose some. I made that up. You win some, you lose some. I just made that up.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that. In life, you're a winner. John Landolf, in many ways, is a winner. Look at that smoking hot wife you got. Look at those kids you got. Those
you're
polite.
Calling in the middle of the day.
That's exactly right. Look at I thought about just driving over there to get confirmation, but then I thought, I'll just call her. You got those polite, well-mannered kids. You got a successful dealership. You win some, you lose. You lost one bet. Big deal. You'll win another one.
It was
You'll win another one.
On Happy Days, when I watched Happy Days, Fonzie could not say, I lost, and he kept going,
Yeah, you don't want to be a Fonzie. People start calling you John the Fonz Landolf, because I'll get that campaign going. I'll get that going. Hey, yeah, welcome to John Landolf. Can I help you? I'd like to meet the Fonz. Yeah, you don't want that. So here's what we do. You go, Frank, You're right. It was in the upper 20s in the St. Louis area.
I think
happy
I've already
send
said
you.
My piece. I don't need to continue to repeat it again, do I?
I think everybody heard. You said, I sort of lost. That's not that's not what a man does. A man says, I lost.
Well, man
I'm sending you 200, and you double it, and I will double it, and 400 goes to St. Louis. As one radio guy once said, don't talk while I'm talking.
Goodness.
Seriously? It's dead. Okay. I'm dead serious here. So let's just hear it.
What's the temperature now?
It doesn't matter what it is now. It has well, nothing to do with
so
any of
the
it.
Weather.
That has nothing to do with it.
You
want
to know
to
the temperature in Shoveltown?
Now that you're so into the weather, what's the temperature now?
That has nothing to do with anything. John, I know how hard this. I know how hard this is for you. I know how hard this is.
What's your 10-day forecast?
45. The
you're a very competitive
right
guy, and I get that. But all you have to do is say, you're right, I lost. Boom, St. Louis Argus to $400.
I think I said.
Say it. Just say, you're right, I lost. Say that. Just say it.
Why?
Unbelievable. Well, St. Louis Ark, if you're listening, he just cost you $400, I guess.
Oh, he did. I'll send it to him myself if you're not going to. That's all right.
Unbelievable.
We made an agreement. We agreed earlier.
That we'd send 100 apiece. I'm trying to double that. By having you send me two, I send them four, and I'll show you the proof of it. That's all this is. That's all it takes. Because okay. The truth is, you did lose. That's actually the bottom line. That's the truth. You lost.
I disagree.
No, you disagree. You lost.
I will say on the air right now that to make you happy, right, I will say that I lost the bet. But I did. But I'll say that I lost.
But he
so didn't have to. Why
so
do you
Kathy Meath and St. Louis Ark and Holly Swift and John Taylor and the crew, and they can take that $400 and they can do so much good for so many great young men and women with disabilities.
Well, I feel good knowing that even though you did it reluctantly and you don't really mean it, I feel good knowing that I really did win, and that is the truth, and other people know that, and I feel good about that. So we're done.
You know, if I can do this to make you feel good, that's...
Now, I want your check to me, and then I will shoot a picture, if you want, of my check to St. Louis Ark. But you know that I'm good, and I'll do that. You know that. I'm not going to do that. I will send them $400. So St. Louis Ark gets $400. I win. You lose. They win. And that's it. It's over. What a great contest. What a great... it was fun. And thanks to the National Weather Service.
I can feel the excitement in your
I am
voice.
Excited. I am. I'm thrilled to death.
Is this what it takes to get you just, like, really...
Yes.
Pumped up?
Yes.
You know, that you, you know... That
it is what it takes. I love to win.
There are hundreds of thousands of listeners that...
I love
that,
to
that
win.
I lost and you won.
Yeah, I like
not
to win.
Lose,
I do.
But, I mean, it makes you feel better.
But I'm a good loser. I'm a very... Ask these guys.
I could tell today when you called me a couple of times.
Well, wait, hold it. How could you tell that I'm a good loser when I called? Because when I called you today, I wasn't a loser. I was calling
you
as a winner.
Crying.
I was calling you as
a
winner.
Deal with me.
This is over, okay? The audience is sick of this already. It's over. Okay. Thank you so much for sending me the 200,
oh,
and then I will send 400 to St. Louis Ark. But
right,
it has
now,
to be
I'm
that.
I'm hanging up, and I'm calling your wife.
Go ahead. I'm sure she'll gladly take your call.
All right.
And by the way, if you ask her, she doesn't even know the facts of the whole bet. If you said, hey, it's John, do you,
how do you
think
know
I'm right or Frank's
this?
Right? She'd go, you're right. She wouldn't even know what we're talking about. And she'll already want me to lose.
I'm going to call her and talk about something completely different.
Why don't you call her and talk about running away with her and paying all her bills? Why don't you talk to her about that?
All right,
John,
it's
been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure winning. Go to work, and thank you. We'll talk soon.
Right,
okay, you. John, loser John Londoff. Or John the Fonz Londoff, everybody. John the Fonz Londoff. Reluctantly admitting defeat, and I'm happy to double that and send it to St. Louis Ark. Whew, that feels good to win. It just does. We will get the Burke segment in, but I have to do a little bit of business, and... I can give you the numbers now, and if you're patient and want to wait 4 or 5 minutes, we'll be happy to put your name on the screen. I'll talk to you when I get out of this break. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. We have a terrific advertiser and supporter of the show called the Associated Physicians Group, and it's a group of people, and they are dedicated, if it's at all possible, to eliminating the pain that you are in. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business, under the direction of Dr. William Tom, who's an MD. And they have all these highly trained physical therapists. And people go in there with all kinds of aches and pains and problems. The four big, nasty enemies are knee pain, neck pain, back pain, and shoulder pain. Those are the four big areas. But people go in there with migraine headaches, and they go in there with other things as well. And what they do is, through a program of therapy and pain management, try to get you to the point where you're not in pain anymore. Nothing about that sounds bad. They have three locations in Illinois: O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois. And those are the full-service facilities. Now, in Creve Coeur, what they have is an opportunity for you to take advantage of the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. If you're listening and you are pretty convinced or have been told you're going to have knee replacement, wouldn't it be great to know that you very well might be a candidate for an alternative to that? 87% of the people who have gone to them, it turns out, were candidates for that. So the rest is up to you. I ask you to go to their website, find out more about who they are, what they do. APG, it's Associated Physicians Group, but easy way to remember it is All Pain Gone. APGPain.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now at this early stage of the rush hour. Here's Tim Weiland.
I had to tell you what, I was in stitches listening to Johnny and Frank.
You know, some people are gracious losers, and some people fight it all the way. They fight it.
Frank, I sat here and I listened to that whole thing yesterday, and you ought to get the recording out, because I would have sworn that you said the vicinity, not any specific place.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Right.
He did.
Yeah,
I mean, remember. Even though Peon and I were innocent bystanders.
But right. It was real simple. When Peon says it's vague, I don't know how it could have been vague at all. It's in the area.
At least one place.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If that was stated, at least one place is in the upper
20s. But how else could you take that? Certainly, it's never the same temperature throughout. That doesn't even happen.
Right.
That's impossible anyway. So
right.
Why would you have to spell it out? There's never been a time where in Belleville and O'Fallon and Fenton, it's all the same exact temperature.
I'm
that's
just
pretty
saying
rare.
That would have shot down Johnny's argument that, Florissant
well,
was
now
32.
We know next time we have
yes.
to be very specific.
Specific
with him.
That
next time we'll know. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, they just wrapped up an accident on eastbound 255 between Lindbergh and Telegraph, so all lanes are now open. Looks like we just have volume that's starting on westbound 40 Hampton through McCausland. They've cleared a couple stalls also on westbound 44 near Bowles. We also have ramp restrictions on the Page Extension. Disabled vehicle on the ramp from 364 westbound to eastbound 94. And this traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. We're in for a busy morning on McGraw Live. We'll talk dating in the digital age with the authors of the great new book, He Texted. How advanced will your next car be? A spokesperson from GM has the answers. Of course, we'll have medical news with Dr. Brad Freeman, Kat Neville from Feast, and Andy Strickland previewing the NHL playoffs. Plus, former Senator Kit Bond in studio on the need for Medicaid expansion. Wednesday morning, it's McGraw Live on the Big 550 KTRS.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. But you still want to buy that new home, so what are you going to do? You need to be represented, and you need to be taken care of. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy Helbig has been around 17 years as a full-time top producer in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She knows St. Louis County, and she knows St. Charles. She and her team will lead you through all the pitfalls to find that perfect house for you. Yes, she's buyer specialist. Yes, she's a seller. seller specialists and marketing experts. In fact, you name it, she can do it when it comes to real estate. To find out more, it's the Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or you can go on Facebook and type in What the Helbig and find out more. 314-276-SOLD. Don't do anything. If you're buying a home, don't do anything until you check in with Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com. And on Facebook, What the Helbig?
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings. And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, a stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and the plumbing hookup, all this for under $2,000. Just $1,999.55. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 314-720-4610. That's 314-720-4610. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest selection around. And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free. Upgrade to granite countertops right now. Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America, because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean up during the spring sale at Rent-A-Center. Right now, save on all washer and dryer pairs and all refrigerators, priced to fit your budget, with setup and delivery included. Get all the features and functions you need with the latest technology you want with no credit check. Hurry in and clean up on the season's best deals for your home during the spring sale going on now, only at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction offer expires April 26, 2014. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wait for this person to start singing. We're going to take some calls, go to the Burke segment. We'll get it all in here. I played a commercial two breaks back. And hang on, because we will go to the phones here. Yeah, I'm playing that again. I think about 15, 20 seconds. It sounded just like the guy said SH. I'm sure he didn't. I probably misheard it, but it sure sounded like it at the time. Play this thing.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom T-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's like heat.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay, well, but, sure.
Yeah.
It just sounded earlier like you went on stage.
Who would have
snorted? It sounded like it just sounded just then like I snorted, but I really didn't.
You didn't?
No. Something was scooted something across my desk.
You said SH. Yeah. There you were.
That was at me. Well, I guess I did snort. All right, here we go. 314, and we'll get to the Burke segment. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Doug joins us. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that while you and Johnny Landoff were having your discussion, I was kind of chuckling about it, and he sure is a sore loser, it seems
like.
Yes,
he is.
But the thing that made me laugh out loud is when you said, "Don't talk over me while I'm talking."
Yeah, don't talk while I'm talking.
I mean, anybody around me while I was driving, they had to start laughing, too, because it was just instantly when I heard you, "Hey, don't talk when I'm talking."
Well, that proves to me you're a long-time, loyal, hardcore listener.
Who goes back
to the bad to the bone days. You know, I'm a lawyer.
I tell you what, I got into a bad habit when he was on because I'd always say, "How about that?"
It's hard not to pick that stuff up because...
Was funny. Thank you. Yeah. I needed a good laugh today.
Well, Doug, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you.
All right. Now, we have a video that I sent to Peon, and he put it on our Facebook page. I love this thing. It's a wedding, and somebody... You can tell it's done by somebody at the wedding with a camera or whatever, but the dad, the father of the bride... gets up and makes a speech to the guy who's about to become his son-in-law. I'm going to tell you something. It is a combination of touching, almost a tear up. It's funny. It's a great little speech. How long do you think this runs?
It's about 3 minutes.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Let's fire this up. And you can find it with the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And again, to answer the question everybody wants to ask is, do I need a Facebook page to go and... No. No. You just need to go to facebook.com/AM and the PM. Here it is.
Philip, I want to tell you a story. And like all good stories, it starts like this. Once upon a time, there was a father. And in case you can't figure that out, that's me. This father had a wonderful little boy. He was very happy. Then one day he found out that his wife had a little baby. So I pray, "Lord, if you choose to live, give me a little girl." And he did. As the first person to hold her in my arms, I looked at her and I said, "Lord, make her like her mother." And he did. She was loving and giving and so good and so kind. But then I realized I was getting left out. So I said, "Lord, make her like me." And he did. She can drive a truck and a tractor. She can load hay and strip tobacco. You realize what you did? But at the same time, she was opinionated, emotional, and hard-headed. So I said, "Lord, that's enough of that. Make her like you." And he did. He gave her the Tsar's beating. loves people. She gave her life to being a nurse. She's brought people back from the dead. She's held the hand of people and breathed their last breath. They gave her a heart for missions, and she's trekked all over the world, pushed canoes up swollen rivers, and laid on the floor while bullets whizzed outside so she could tell people about Jesus. But still, something was missing. So I said, Lord, make her happy. See that look on her face? I never saw that until she met you. I'm grateful for that. Today I'm giving you the best thing I had to give. And I just wanted you to know before I do that how hard me and God's worked to get it ready. So, Philip, as I give her to you, I don't think you'll mind if I give you one little word of advice. Me and God's worked hard. Don't screw it up.
One of the things that irritates me is when somebody on the radio plays something that's hard to understand, and I think that was a little difficult to understand. But if you get the gist of it, and it's this guy telling this boy how much he cares about his daughter and how hard he and God worked to get her to be the person she is, and don't screw it up. If you want to see it with subtitles, but because on the video, it actually prints on the screen, because he drops off a couple of words and they're kept to a whisper, and they're kind of hard to hear, and I apologize for that. But it's a terrific speech. From the bride's dad to the son, and you can find it on our Facebook page. 314. Oh, let's do the Burke segment. Do we have any Burke segment?
Yes.
First one up to the starting gate is Eon the Peon. Take it away, Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this article today on through Yahoo. I think Match.com is connected to Yahoo or something. It is probably owned by the same company. But this gentleman wrote an article. With this, and I love these kind of articles, with the 6 easy, effective pickup lines that work.
Now, the, so what I, now? 6 easy,
effective
pickup
lines that work.
Now, you don't mean pickup truck. Like, I like that truck. Okay.
No. So this is maybe helpful to all the single guys.
Well, I'm going to make some notes here in case I'm a single one.
One day, right. You never know. So the first one, and he says these are effective. Would you, you put your hand out and you say, would you hold this while I go for a walk?
What?
What?
You put your hand out.
So she would walk with you. Is that what I mean?
Okay. Yes, he says this is an effective line. Would you hold this while I go for a walk? And you put your hand out.
Oh, okay. Boy.
It's That's original. One. It's different. I like it.
All right. This one. I've never heard something like this. Hey, I'm... Introduce yourself. Your name. Can I take you out sometime? That's his second line.
Really? Well, that's just clean and to the point.
Up front, yeah.
Now, in this list, is there one where he takes his wiener out and says, would you hold this for a while?
No.
While I stay here and don't go for a walk? Okay, that's not a good one.
Certain women, that may be more effective than your hand.
Okay.
You never know. The third one is, I really like your, and then you fill in the blank, comment on anything interesting the person is holding, wearing, or reading. So that's kind of an intro.
I really like your taste in books.
Yes, I really like your earrings that you're wearing or something.
See, I think that's weak.
Yeah, I think some of these are weak.
That's weak.
Yes, but this gentleman is paid to write articles for.
Well, I need to write some stuff and get paid for it.
The fourth one is, this party really surprised me with the fill-in-the-blank food, wine, entertainment. You pick something. So that's another way to...
Week.
Yes, and that's where you can start having a conversation.
This guy's getting paid?
Yes.
Wow. We got to write a little.
His fifth one is, you look like trouble.
What?
That's his line. He says, this is one of his favorites, he says, but it works only if you're in a fun, relaxed setting, like a party or bar, and it's only said in an easygoing manner and delivered with a genuine smile.
See, I'm sitting here right now making up my own lines. Here's one I just thought of, and I'm not kidding. I think this would be better. If you get up close to a woman, you say, I'm sorry, don't speak to me, and I won't speak to you. You see, I'm trying as best I can to avoid all irresistible temptations. and I walk away. Ooh. See, that means she's so irresistible. Mine are better.
You're a little more creative.
Mine are better.
This guy. So that was number five. You look like trouble. And then he ends up the article with his number six line. And this, I think this is the best. Hi, followed by a friendly smile.
That's it?
That's his last line.
Hi.
He says these are all effective. He said he saved the most obvious icebreaker for last. This is the absolute best pickup line ever invented.
I'd like to
It's quick, clean, neat, unassuming, non-intrusive, friendly, and pleasant.
Now, well, I got to tell you something. Right here on the spot, I can beat these. Here's one, and what woman could resist this? You walk up to her and go, excuse me, could you do me and the other guys in the room a favor and leave and come back and try when you come back to not look so pretty?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Huh? Huh? Right now. Women listening right now. Went, oh. I'm telling you.
I got one. It's, are your pants made out of Windex?
What?
And then they say, why? And then I say, because I can see myself in your pants.
See, that's good. That gets good right to it.
That was
I
my
like go-to yours.
Line of my single days.
Did you use that?
I no, can you see couldn't. Myself
you,
in your
I doubt
pants.
That you ever used it. Dan, do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
Dan, I like the one you used to always tell us about where it goes. It's not flattering or complimentary, and you're certainly not going to score with it, but it's like, hey, to a flat-chested girl, you're a pirate's dream, sunken chest.
Yeah.
Because it starts off nice. You're a pirate's dream.
Oh, she'd yeah.
Go, oh,
tell
really,
me
what
more.
Do you mean? I mean sunken chest.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Wow. I know, sometimes we're kind of cruel and sexist, but that's just the way we are, and there's nothing we can do about it. What?
Oh, I was going to say I have so. Are you finished, Peon?
No,
yes,
I got
I'm
a minute
done.
Or so before yeah. I have to do go some ahead. Business. Peon's finished. Go right ahead.
You're welcome. I got some. Thank you. I got some disturbing news today. Mm. Called because I passed my kidney stone yesterday, and I made an appointment yesterday for a urologist because when I was in the hospital, they said make an appointment 3 to 5 days after. After you're here. So I called yesterday, made an appointment, and so I called back today and I said, I need to cancel the appointment because I passed the stone. And the lady says, oh, I recommend that you just bring it in so we can analyze it and find out what's causing this and all this other stuff.
They want that the visit money.
Huh.
And I said, I don't want to pay the copay and everything to come in because I already passed the stone.
Say, I'll mail it to you.
So then they said, well, let me pull up the x-rays and the CAT scan and everything. So they pull up the CAT scan and she goes, you know, there's a note by the doctor. You have a 5 millimeter stone floating in your kidneys as well as multiple others.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, multiple?
Uh-oh. They could take their time coming out every month, one at a time.
Yeah,
oh,
they could take their time coming out.
You need
out.
To get those things blasted and dissolved.
Yeah, so I have to go. I'm going to the
either
urologist.
That or you really don't, and they just want an office visit.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know? You know, that's the thing. If a doctor, a crooked doctor, wanted to take an x-ray and take a Sharpie marker and put some spots on it and then put it up on that lighted thing and go, look at these. Look at these dark spots. Stones.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? How do you know he didn't put them in there?
Those are all kidney stones.
Yeah, they're all kidney stones, and you're going to have to come into the office every week till we get these things taken care of.
And the next blood moon will be in October. So you'll
of this year?
Yes,
well,
of this
I'm
year.
Not listening to my wife
well,
next time.
Not,
I'm going with what I think because I was right.
That's not that. Well, everybody's all freaking out. I have to stay up.
Well, because
well,
the last one was about 4 years ago. Then they think it'll be another 4 years. No, you just heard Dan. October, that's not that far away.
No.
All right, good. I'll catch the next one. All right, First Community Credit Union. I bank there. And lots of people I know bank there. They sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning, and the host of the yard sale is back there. What is Paul, like almost 30 years now or something? He's been a First Community Credit Union member. So he's not really a charter member. He'd had to have joined in the 30s, because I think First Community Credit Union was actually started about 36, mid-30s or so, for the employees of Monsanto.
Well, Paul was like 18 at the time, so he could have...
Well, you know what? 1936, he would have been 18 years old. You're exactly right. So he could have had his own account, and maybe he even did. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to ask yourself the question, why do I bank where I bank? And really, I'll just ask you now, listeners, why do you bank there? Now, you probably don't have an answer. Well, I don't know. X number of years ago, fill in the blank, whatever the years are, I just opened an account. I've been there ever since. Wow, is that a reason to stay with the bank just because you're already there? That's like saying, well, we'd like to move, but we're already in this house, so we'll just stay here. What if there's a better house? What if you'd be happier and more comfortable by moving somewhere to a better? Same thing with the bank. See, you don't know. You don't know what we know because you're not banking where we're banking. And I'm inviting you to do that. And it's not like it costs you anything. Oh, you know what? In full disclosure, it does. It costs you a dollar. This is a fee you don't have to pay at a bank. A dollar when you open an account. All right, there it is. I laid it out there. That's the bad news. But you know what? You'll never spend a better dollar. And you get it back. It's just in the account. You have to hold a dollar. They'll explain it to you. It's a kind of a goofy thing. But you're not going to be sorry. You'll be glad you did this. And it's not like I'm asking you to do something difficult. You just close your accounts and you move them over, and they'll be thrilled to death to have you as a new member. And I will be. I'll go ahead and welcome you in advance. Welcome to First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, stop in one of their locations, get some nice fresh popcorn, ask some questions, get some literature, or go to this site, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now and get a quick look. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we just got a report of an accident in the 10,000 block of Sappington in South County, and then we also have some debris on the roadway northbound 55 before 3200 South Broadway in the center lane. This report brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today, as the world's fastest amputee, he runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550. KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A solemn ceremony at the Boston Marathon.